Hello everyone, welcome back to the Sailor Talk. This is your host Nofel, and today we've got something I will have to define it as cozy and warm to chat about. I want to talk about hygge. So you're probably thinking, what the hell is hygge? What in the world is hygge? Well, don't worry, I've got you covered. Hygge is a Danish concept, and it is all about comfort, coziness, and just feeling good. So in this episode, we're going to dive into what hygge is, where it came from, and how you can sprinkle a little bit of that cozy magic into your everyday life. We'll chat about creating comfy spaces, enjoying simple pleasures, and mostly connecting with loved ones. So grab your favorite drink if you're at home, snuggle up in a comfy spot, and let's get into it. But now if you're driving, I hope you're enjoying your drive. Stay safe and enjoy this. So hygge, fun fact, it is not actually a Danish word. It comes from a Norwegian word that means well-being. But the Danes have really made it their own. So imagine this. Long, dark winters in Denmark. People needed a way to stay sane and happy in those conditions. So they started creating these super cozy, inviting spaces. Think about candles, fireplaces, lots of time with friends and family, of course. So back in the 19th century, Denmark was changing a lot as life got more modern. People wanted to keep that sense of community and well-being. That's where hygge really took off. It's not about having fancy stuff, actually. It's more about finding joy in little things, like a good book or a warm blanket or a nice cup of tea, for example, or any drink that you want. And those moments are super important. And guess what? Hygge isn't just a Danish thing anymore. People all over the world are catching up on it. Because let's face it, who doesn't want more comfort and happiness in their lives? Books, blogs, even stores are dedicated to hygge, popping up everywhere. It's like a big warm hug for your soul. All right, now that we know a bit about where hygge comes from, I would like to dig deeper on the core elements of hygge. It is about a few things. Comfort, simplicity, togetherness, and being in the moment. So if we break it down that way, we're going to actually first up talk about the comfort and coziness. This is all about making your space warm and inviting. Some blankets, some nice plush cushions, and warm lighting are your best friends here. Think of it like creating a little nest where you can relax and feel at home. Natural material like wood and wool add to that cozy vibe. And of course, if you have any candles, there's something magical about the soft flickering light that just screams hygge. If I have to give you any examples about this, I want you to imagine you've had a long day at work. You come home, change into your comfiest clothes, and light up a few candles. You grab your favorite blanket, a good book if you're a reader. Grab your tablet if you like social media or whatever. As you settle into your favorite chair, you can feel that the stress of the day just leaving you and just melting away. And that is one of the magic of that lifestyle. Next, simplicity and minimalism. So it isn't about having lots of stuff, actually. It's about appreciating the simple things. Declutter your space and keep things that make you happy. It's all about quality over quantity. For instance, instead of filling your home with a bunch of decorations, choose few items that have special meaning to you. Maybe it's a painting you love or a souvenir from a memorable trip you've had. Those personal touches can make your space feel more cozy and comfortable without cluttering it. I can't even say that word, cluttering it. So it is also a big togetherness thing. So spending time with loved ones, sharing meals, or just hanging out is a huge part of it. It's about building those strong, meaningful relationships. Think about the last time you had a great conversation with a friend or family member. Maybe it was over a cup of coffee, a beer, or whatever. Or during a relaxed dinner, for example. Thanksgiving, or I don't know. That feeling of connection is warmth. And it brings you joy. And it is a huge part of that lifestyle. And finally, presence and mindfulness. It is mostly about being fully present and enjoying the moment. Put away your phone. Slow down. Savor the simple pleasures. It's about finding joy in the here and now, right here, around us. Imagine taking a walk in the park instead of rushing through. Take your time. You notice the colors of the leaves, the sound of the birds, and the fresh smell of the air. This mindful approach to life is a key aspect of hygge. You can even sprinkle a little hygge into all parts of your life, from your home to your social life and even your food. Start with your home. Make it cozy and inviting. Use soft lighting, like candles or beautiful lights, like some fairy lights. And throw in some comfy blankets and cushions. Natural elements like plants and wooden furniture can also make your space feel more connected to nature. Keep your color palette neutral and calming to really set the mood. For example, you could set up a cozy corner in your living room at a soft rug somewhere. A few pillows around it. Blanket. Place a lamp with a warm light nearby and maybe a small plant or two. And this can be your go-to spot for relaxing and unwinding. After a long day, we all have those. Food and drink are a big part of it too. Think comfort food, homemade soups, stews, baked goodies. Of course, don't forget any like the beverage side of it, because that's very important. It can be a tea, a coffee, hot chocolate. If you prefer anything else, you do it. Because enjoying these with friends or family makes it even better. Imagine baking a batch of cookies on a cold day, 20 degrees outside. The smell fills your home, making it feel warm and inviting. You share those cookies with your family while getting that hot chocolate, or again, whatever you want to drink. These small, cozy moments are what that lifestyle is all about. And I was talking to my wife before this episode when I was preparing for it, and I was talking to her about hygge and the lifestyle that they have in Denmark and how we can actually use some of it. And we are actually doing it here at home. Every room has a purpose and we don't have the things that are unnecessary. We only use what we really will use, and we declutter at least once every trimester. So as I was talking to her, she brought up actually another word for it that they actually use, because she's from Croatia and they use it in the Balkan countries. And actually, even to be more specific, they use it in the southern part of the Balkan region. And they call it fjaka. So fjaka is spelled F-J-A-K-A. And the J in the Slavic language is pronounced yay. So fjaka. So just like huga, fjaka is all about finding inner peace and enjoying the moment. It's a state of bliss and relaxation where you're completely at ease, much like the Danish concept. But they took it a little further. So people of the Balkans, they embrace fjaka as a way of disconnecting from the hustle and bustle that we have in our daily life. It's about slowing down, not stressing, and just being in the moment. Whether it's lounging in the hammock, sipping coffee with friends, or simply enjoying a quiet time, fjaka encourages you to have that lifestyle, to prioritize well-being and you being content. And what's really fascinating is how similar huga and fjaka are. Even though they come from different parts of the world, both concepts, they emphasize comfort, simplicity, and the joy of togetherness. They remind us that at the end of the day, what really matters is finding your own sense of peace and happiness, no matter what we call it. You can find your own name. Make it up. So whether you're in Denmark practicing huga or in the Balkan embracing fjaka, the goal is the same: to create moments of pure joy and relaxation. And guess what? You don't even have to use these specific terms. You can call it whatever you want. The important thing is to find your own way to slow down and savor life in a simple way, and simple, like all those pleasures that you can get out of life, and especially in your surroundings. I really encourage you to find your own huga and fjaka. Look around you and see what makes you feel cozy and content. So let's get back to how we can bring huga into our daily life. It is all about spending quality time with people that you might care about. Host a dinner party, for example. Have a movie night, or just sit around and chat. That can help. It helps me tremendously, I'm not going to lie. The key is to enjoy each other's company and create happy memories. If you incorporate this lifestyle into your daily routine with little small rituals, you can start your day with a quiet moment over a cup of coffee or tea, take breaks to breathe and relax, and end your day with a good book or a warm bath. It's about finding those little moments of joy. And if you're bringing these elements to your life, you can create a sense of whatever you want to name it. Huga, fjaka, whatever you want. And improve your overall happiness in general. It isn't just about feeling good too in the moment. It has a real benefits for your mental, physical, and social health. It can seriously boost your mental health. And here's why. If like creating a cozy, comforting environment can help reduce that stress and anxiety that you have on a daily basis. It encourages mindfulness, helping you stay present and appreciate the little things around you. Plus, spending time with loved ones gives you emotional support. It makes your relationships even stronger. And if we can use the same example that I have repeated now like for the third time, imagine you coming home after a stressful day. You light a few candles, put on some soft music, and curl up with a good book, for example. Those simple actions can help lower your stress levels and make your day and make you feel that your day was phenomenal. It really makes you feel more at ease. It can help with your physical ability because a cozy environment can improve your sleep, for example. And mindfulness can reduce the stress-related physical symptoms like headaches. Plus, enjoying home-cooked meals and staying active are great for you overall, for your overall health anyway. Creating a bedtime, for example, a bedtime routine that includes a warm bath or reading a book in a cozy bed can help you relax and get a better night's sleep. These small habits can have a big impact on your physical health. And speaking of habits, I have, and I'm working on an episode about a book that I've read, and it's called The Leader Habit, how we can work on rewiring our brain in a way to create certain habits that can help us, and it can start with 5 minutes exercise every day. But we'll get to that in a different episode. So this lifestyle helps you build stronger relationships, spending quality time with your friends and family, sharing experiences, and creating memories. All of this contributes to a sense of community and belonging. It can also help you meet new people. You can even expand your social circle. Think about it, the last time you had a great time with friends or family. Maybe it was a game night or a dinner party or just a simple get-together. Those moments that you connected with these people, those are moments of connection and joy. And this is exactly what HUGA is all about. Incorporating HUGA into your life is easier than you think. You can start by making your home cozy, changing the lights, having some candles, and lots of some like soft textiles that, like blankets, for example, or cushions, or it can make your space more inviting, not just for others, but mostly for you when you get home. For instance, you could create a cozy reading nook, for example. Find a quiet corner in your home. Add a little comfort to it, like add a chair, add a blanket, a small table for your favorite books, where you can even put your cup if you're drinking anything. It can be your little haven even at home. Take your time to enjoy the simple things. Savor that cup of coffee or whatever you're drinking. Or take a walk in nature. Those are small moments that can help you, I, and all of us slow down and appreciate life. Imagine taking a break from your busy day to sit outside and enjoy the fresh air. You don't even need to go far. Just step into your backyard or any park if you don't have, like, nearby park, for example. Take a deep breath. Listen to the sounds around you. Feel the stress just melting away. Make time for the people you care about. Host gatherings. Share meals. Do activities with others. Building strong relationships is a big part of a great and healthy lifestyle. Even think about organizing a weekly dinner with friends and family. Everyone can take turns hosting it, actually. That helps. And you can enjoy each other's company over a delicious meal, a new great cocktail. Those regular gatherings, they really can create a sense of community and joy. So if you incorporate mindfulness as well into your day, by taking breaks to breathe and relax and practice some sort of gratitude. And I talked about it in my episode 11 about just writing a journal to show how grateful you are and show gratitude. And journaling can really help you voice out what really happens inside. So it'll help you actually just practice that gratitude, and you reflect on what you're thankful for. Those are like practices that can help you stay present and find the joy in your everyday life. It isn't just for winter, by the way. So in the summer, enjoying a picnic or a barbecue or an evening walk, that can be the key to find ways to feel cozy and content, no matter what season it is. So, for example, during the summer, you could set up an outdoor space with comfortable seating and, like, great light outside. It looks fantastic at night, especially in your backyard. It looks amazing. Add a little fire pit. So you can enjoy like a warm evening with friends. You can invite them over. Not every day, of course, but every now and then. If you make some s'mores with them, or you share your stories or what happened, you name it. It is a great way to practice a healthy lifestyle in warmer months. You can bring it to any space. The moment you create a cozy corner or place or area, like let's take even your workspace, for example. If you create a cozy corner at work, bring just a little plant to get back to nature. Look some pictures that makes you happy. The goal of all of that is to create an environment that promote relaxation and well-being for you. That's very important. For instance, a plant even at home or any area around you. Again, it can be at home, workspace. Even if you want to take it with you, and anywhere you go, you have it with you. And not just a small, like it can be like, just a cushion that you always take with you. Anything, like a little small thing that you have with you that actually brings you joy and it makes you fulfilled inside. Those are the things that really will help you on your daily life. And that is hygge. That's it. So hygge is all about finding the joy and comfort in the simple things. Connecting with loved ones. And most importantly is being present in the moment. I truly hope you enjoyed this cozy chat and feel inspired a little bit to bring this kind of lifestyle to your life. It'll help you tremendously. So thanks for tuning into the Sailor Talk again. Until the next time, stay cozy and take care of yourself. Goodbye, everybody.